Chattanooga's number one hit music station. We are Hits 96 in the middle of a session right now of Let's Talk Dating. We have dating expert Brock Olson in studio here. And Brock, we're helping out Alex. Alex just moved to the city, transplant. He's excited about a fresh start at work. He's rocking on all cylinders. However, he's having a little bit of a challenge approaching the ladies of Chattanooga to get those conversations going. He wants to approach them respectfully, authentically. He's looking to make genuine connections. He's not trying to just hook up or anything, but he doesn't want to make them uncomfortable. So he's looking for that best way to approach. I don't know if I kind of get a vibe that he's having a little bit more difficulty than maybe he would wherever he's from or because it's a new city. I don't know if that's necessarily the case. What is your experience on the women here of Chattanooga? Are they different than others or...
I would say on average, no. The women here in Chattanooga aren't different from, you know, other cities, as long as like you're not in those like Miami type of places. Right. Like those, the women down there usually are you know, the whole dynamic, the dating dynamic is totally different down there. But the women here are going to be what you're going to experience kind of all over the country.
Okay.
Fairly down to earth. Fairly genuine, fairly looking for a similar thing that you are, which is a genuine connection. Like, let's be completely honest. The thing that people hate the most about dating is the unauthentic versions of people trying to just be super aggressive or trying to over impress. It's like, can we just like, hey, we're all normal people. We're just ordinary people, as John Legend would say. So what I love, though, is you're outgoing. You're an engineer. Mm-hmm. Sounds like you got some, you know, a lot of things going for you. What I would do, what I encourage you to do, is lean into you being new. Like, man, I can't tell you how easy it is to approach a woman and ask her a genuine question about Chattanooga. Like, that is such an easy icebreaker. Hey, I just moved here from, I don't know, Cleveland, Ohio, whatever. Like, you know, what do people do around here for fun? Like, the weather's warming up. I hear great things about the city. Like, what do you like to do? And boom, you're talking. You're being authentic because that's what you're wanting to do. That's how you want to build. And anyone listening, I am not an advocate for like the approach coaching type stuff or having pickup lines. I think that is super inauthentic and often backfires more than it actually works. Now, there's something to be said about having a clever pickup line, but usually it comes off as very, very ingenuine, and you're just gonna probably shoot yourself in the foot more likely. And in a city like Chattanooga, that type of reputation gets spread real quick. So Alex, that's what I'm going to say. But in terms of leaning into you being authentic, and this is something that a lot of people say, is like, I don't want to do small talk. I want to really, you know, start a connection. It's like, first of all, you got to get used to the small talk. That is how we vet people to even see if they're capable of having a deeper conversation. See if they're even worthy of that. See if they're on the same page as you are, if they want the same things you do. Everybody, you have to get used to the fact that small talk is going to be necessary. Now, Gina, you asked me, are the women here like everywhere else?
Yeah, and that's kind of just because the vibe I got, because he's just saying he wants to make sure that he's connecting with the women here.
Sure.
He says, in this area. So he keeps kind of going to that. So I can only assume he's thinking he's maybe had a little more trouble than he's had in the past with the women here. So that's why I was kind of asking if maybe he's from a bigger city.
Yes. Well, what I was going to say is the women here being super down to earth, they don't think that a lot of the guys are just knee-jerk, like creepy. That's not what they're thinking. And it sounds like, Alex, you've got a lot going for you. You're probably not coming off that way, but this is the big piece of advice that I have for a lot of the guys who are afraid to make approaches. Understand who you are, what you bring to the table. Understand this one concept more than anything. It's about packaging, not selling. And if we get into a coaching call, I'll talk to you more about this. But your packaging, it's how you present yourself. If you can present yourself in a really good way, you don't have to sell yourself. A lot of guys don't understand that. They think that from the very get, as soon as they open their mouth, they have to start impressing. They have to start saying things to maintain attention. But if you know how to present yourself, if you're, you know, well-dressed, you got a nice haircut, all these types of things, like, that goes a really long way, because a lot of guys are missing the boat on just understanding how presentation separates you from like 85% of the, and I'm doing air quotes here, the competition. If you'll just make sure that you present yourself well, you're well-spoken, you're polite, you don't have to sell yourself. You don't have to, you know, ever worry about coming off as inauthentic or ingenuine or like you're trying to push an overly sexual agenda or anything like that. You can really connect just by being who you are, by making sure that you are presenting yourself as authentic and as clean and as tidy and as fun as you possibly can. So those are just going to be some of the things that you're able to do just to make a really good impact on the Chattanooga dating scene. And I said this a second ago, like Chattanooga is a really tight-knit community.
Yeah.
And I want all men to hear this. If you misbehave, and this goes for women too, if you're misbehaving in the dating market, your name is going to get brought up. You're going to have a reputation. And the last thing you want to do is to come off creepy, come off a certain way, come off too aggressive. That's not what you want. You need to be conducting yourself like ladies and gentlemen and putting your best foot forward, treating each other with respect because, like I said, we're not Miami. We're not New York. We're not LA. Your name can get pushed around. You're going to develop a reputation, and you want people to be speaking highly of you when you're not in the same room as them. So, Alex, that's the advice I'm going to give you for being here in Chattanooga. Conduct yourself like a gentleman, and I think you'll have a lot of success. And if you do want more advice specific to just you, feel free to reach out to me, and we can set up a coaching call.
Yeah, for sure. That's BrockOlson.com, too. You can go check out Brock's website. And I know that part of a singles network that's doing numerous routes to go when it comes to connecting with Brock and helping out with the dating scene, for sure. So, Alex, thank you so much for writing in. Great question. I mean, I think that's one of the things that kind of all should be reminded once in a while. The packaging. You have to look nice. Presentation means a lot. It goes a long way.
Don't wear chacos on a date.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Show, dress up a little bit.
Try a little bit,
for sure. And that goes for guys and girls. So fantastic advice, Brock. Thank you so much. If you have a question out there that you would like us to tackle, send me an email. We'll get it on the air. You can be as anonymous as you like. That's Gino, G-I-N-O, at WDODradio.com. And again, make sure you follow Brock on social media and check out his website for dating advice and more. And just a reminder, all of this audio, maybe Brock said something that you want to hear again, it's posted up on our website at hits96.com. So you can go there and re-listen. Brock, thanks for the advice. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.